we're really now moving into an intense phase of implementation and execution. And I think we and our partners, stakeholders, it's time to roll up the sleeves and do the hard work and move ahead in terms of actually making the changes to our healthcare system that are needed. There are several issues that you touch on here that have hindered the adoption of electronic health records, particularly in small doctors' offices in this country. The financial incentives and the financial barriers is one, and I think Congress acted in a very important way to address that. And there are a variety of estimates in terms of how much it costs. Some are lower, some are higher, but I think the funding has made a significant difference in that. And we also have to remember that the costs of a lot of these systems have come down. There are now vendors offering different models that require less upfront capital. There are even low-cost or no-cost options that have been certified. Privacy and security is absolutely critical to the success of the health IT agenda. The public has to have trust that everything is being done to make electronic systems safer than paper systems and fax systems in terms of protecting the privacy and security of their information. There are important legal and regulatory authorities that were granted in HITECH to help increase enforcement, increase penalties, extend the HIPAA reach in HITECH, and we're working with our colleagues in the Office of Civil Rights for the effective implementation of those new authorities. That's very important.